I stare at my boss and wonder if the time has finally come to find a sharp instrument to stab him to death with. You're not serious. My mind runs through options. A fishing spear could work. I've never used one, don't know how to use one, and don't know where to obtain one. But I've never let a lack of knowledge deter me. If a fishing spear is what it will take to get the job done, I will make it my mission to learn everything I need to know about them. I'm deadly serious, he says, in the way only Ashton Scott says things. No, maybe not a fishing spear. I'm more feeling a frying pan. And yes, I know that's not the kind of weapon an intelligent murderer would use, but it's the kind of weapon that would give me great satisfaction. I could really take my time with a frying pan. Ooh, maybe an iron. Make him burn while beating him to death. Jessica, he snaps. Make it happen. Definitely an iron and a frying pan and then a fishing spear. And maybe a gun to finish him off, just to ensure the job is completed. I never like to leave a job unfinished. So let me get this straight. You think I can single-handedly organise a gathering in another country between you and two other men like you, and when I say like you, I don't mean assholes. I mean men who are far too busy to take even an hour out of their schedule to meet and discuss a new business idea, let alone take 2 days out of their schedule to do that. You also think I can do this in the space of a day. And on top of that, you think it's not unreasonable to ask me to also organise 2 days of whatever their partners would like to do by the close of business tomorrow, along with completing all my other jobs. This man has no idea how hard it is to align schedules between busy people. He's also a little clueless as to my standard workload. Not to mention the attention required to organise everything from Australia. Honestly, I should school him. He rises from his chair behind that desk of his, the desk that's currently keeping him alive. Do I need to hire you an assistant to help you get this job done? I cock my head and narrow my eyes at him. Is it Monday today? His lips press together. You're wasting time. I uncock my head and nod. We're definitely in the middle of a Monday rerun. That's the only excuse I can come up with for your attitude. And let me just say, once again, in case you've forgotten, I'm not a fan of Asshole Mondays. Asshole Monday. The day during which Ashton Scott unleashes his worst asshole tendencies after a bad weekend. I thought we were done with Asshole Mondays now that Ashton has Lorelai in his life. It turns out I was wrong. And boy, will I be sorting this out fast, because if I have to endure another round of Asshole Mondays, I will most definitely learn everything there is to know about fishing spears. Is that what they're called? That's something to add to my to-do list at the very least. Learn the correct name for the weapon Ashton may die from. He scowls before dragging his fingers through his hair. For God's sake, Jessica, enough with the Monday bullshit. If you must have it, take an extra day to organise everything. I shoot him a look. The look that lets him know this conversation may be over for now, but it will be revisited. I'm meeting Lorelai for lunch. I'll be sure to pass on the news that Asshole Monday has now morphed into Testicular Tuesday. At his slight frown, I elaborate. As in, it's balls and I've had enough. With one last arch of my brows to convey my absolute dislike of his mood today and my insistence that he pay attention to everything I've said, I exit his office and make my way to mine. Preposterous. That's what he is. Unfucking believable, infucking possible, and over fucking bearing. And yet, here I am, still working with him after 6 years. He's lucky I have feelings for him other than murderous ones. Feelings that involve care and concern and friendship.